Mark Wiseman joins the show today. Second time Mark has blessed the podcast with his presence. Since we talked to Mark back in 2020 or maybe 2021, he has moved positions from the private sector of strength conditioning to working inside of the Chicago Cubs organization. We get into a heck of a convo with him about all the details of that, plus a whole lot more. Please enjoy. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash the Walk-Ons fans. Today, we got a special one for you because the king of the walk-ons has decided to grace our presence again. Mark Wiseman, thank you very much for coming back and hanging with us. Been too long, and it's going to be good to catch up.
Yeah, no doubt, fellas. It is too long. Like, I've had to go back and listen to the old one just to make sure I don't repeat myself, which I probably still will
see. We're okay if you do. You
know. Yeah, we all got it, so we're good.
We got new listeners, man. I'm sure they would always like to rehash what we've gone over before that they didn't listen to beforehand.
That's fair. But yeah, that was in 2001. I thought it was
2001.
Yeah. Shit, man.
I was seven.
2021.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, there you go.
There's a little KF right there, Mark. Oh, there fuck is, me. Huh? Shit, okay. Yeah, we're happy to have you back.
You've moved around the last couple of years since the last time we talked to you on the podcast now, huh?
Yeah, so I can go from there. So before I was in Illinois at suburb of Illinois, Chicago, at a private facility. And then from there, definitely was trying to get out. And there was a couple opportunities more in the college realm of it. And I was interviewing for a couple things there. And then one of my buddies grew up with, knew him since I was like nine. And he's like, hey, would you be interested like in working in baseball? We've had a lot of turnover here with the Cubs. He's a hitting coordinator with the Cubs. So I'm like, sure, I'll take a call. Took a call, went well, didn't hear back from it for months. No big deal. And then the other one started escalating a little bit more and a couple offers were out there. He calls again, said the same thing, took a call again. One thing led to another and it's like, if I hate it, like if I hate being in baseball, and then I'll just go back to do something else. No big deal. So ended up doing that, was with him in Myrtle Beach, which is a low A affiliate for the Cubs.
Okay. So and a great place to live for a little while. Not a great place to be for a long time, but for a little while.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Dirty Myrtle.
You get yourself in a little bit of trouble like, and you get out of town.
And I don't like golfing. So like, And I don't go in the – I know you guys probably hate that. And then I don't go in the water at the beach. I like the beach, but not the water.
Me and Mark have never been more similar than we are right now.
Are you afraid of sharks? Or like, what's the deal, man?
No, it's just boring to me. Like, I will go in. I'd rather be on a lake. Like on a boat on the lake versus the ocean.
You better have a tube or a wakeboard.
Tube. I'm not skilled enough for the wakeboard. Give me some tubing.
Which is great, but either or. If you're just on a boat. So here's where we're at. Kevin gave us four picks for his bachelor party. I'm a ladies out there, and let's see where you rank them.
Okay.
One, Kentucky Derby. Okay. Two, Phoenix Open, Waste Management. Three, all the boys get back together in Iowa City. Or four, we go to Chicago and rent a boat.
The playpen.
So the playpen is that I've been there before, but I've only been there to like hang out. Can you actually like do water sports on it or no?
No, that's just like where you go, like you see all the yachts anchored up.
You just get boozed up and sunburned.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm cool without it.
Yeah. So okay, I already know where Drake goes in all this, but no, I'd go.
This could actually have a whole lot of influence on my decision here. So I'm very interested.
Like the the Phoenix Waste Management Open is a different thing. I thought it was just like a normal golf tournament.
No,
it's not a golf tournament. It's like it's Happy Gilmore.
It's a frat. It's a frat party. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. For that, like that time of year, there's nothing better. I'd say Waste Management there.
Okay.
Then you go Kentucky Derby.
Okay. See, we put Kentucky Derby first, Waste Management second, but at least you're in the right right realm.
That's the way.
That's also not my jam either. Like nice dressing up, nice. Like it would be awesome. It's a bucket list thing.
To go be a fake rich guy dirtbag at the Kentucky Derby and just bet horses and go nuts with your degenerate friends. I mean,
yeah, like for a bachelor party, that's definitely up there. No doubt.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. And then
I believe golfing.
I'll pick Chicago over Iowa. You can go to Iowa at any time. You'd rather go for a game, I feel like.
Yeah, the idea behind that was like, hey, just get all the guys back together in Iowa City one last time.
We just do what? Hey, we just live in Iowa City weekend like we would have in 2016. So we just we go to Poncheros, you know, we rent Benton for a weekend. That'd be amazing.
We go kick your door in again, you know.
Neither Mark or I golf. We look like each other.
That's what I'm saying now.
But so back to you, Matt.
Yeah, so we're Myrtle. So yeah, we're Myrtle, and then was there. So the cool part, I'll sidetrack slightly. Myrtle's weight room is the size of a hotel gym, and that's being nice. So it was tiny. Okay. Nice. So yeah, so that's our home one. So what we did is we bought.
You're dealing with what, like 27 athletes?
Oh, and yeah, we have 30 guys on the team.
30 guys.
Yeah. So yeah, everybody got a membership to the Y or what?
So here's what happened. No, we're going to go on what we did. So last year what we had is a Beaver Fit trailer. So it had four racks on it, pop out, like set up four mats outside with it, had all the equipment you could ever want.
That's the dream.
I saw you with this thing.
Yeah. So then like that was supposed to be home only. Like they didn't really like think about bringing it on the road, even though it's on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, so we ended up renting a truck every week from Enterprise. I have no idea what I'm doing with that big of a trailer. Like I've driven a U-Haul, but that's attached. This is a different animal. So, like the closest thing would be when we interned and we had the gator on the back. That's the closest thing I've done to a trailer. So I figure the shit out, figure out what I need for it. We get it rolling. So yeah, we take that everywhere on the road. It's a huge advantage because usually you're stuck either going to a Y or you're stuck using the away team's gym, the home team when you're away.
Yeah.
And they give it to you at like 9 to 11 a.m. and the game's at 7 p.m. And then the game doesn't end until 10:30. Mm-hmm. Guys don't go to bed till 1:30. They don't want to wake up then. But with the trailer, I'd be out there. I'd train in the morning. I'd be out there from like 9 a.m. until like 12:30.
Mark's in the fucking parking lot with every plate in the city.
Parking lot of some sketchy places.
Those are the best places to be, Mark. Mark's just
deadlifting 860 pounds.
Gotta do it, man.
In the parking
lot. Like in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, ain't nobody fucking with the guy who's deadlifting 800 pounds.
For real.
You're probably safe in those sketchy areas.
That's right. That's fair, yeah. There are some sketchy areas.
So it's got to be like really tough to deal with. Like obviously like in football, you got one game a week, right? So it's pretty easy to like schedule out when you're going to have your lifts for a football program. Yeah. But like baseball is crazy because you're on the road all the time and, you know, you're playing four or five games a week, right?
Different animal.
Yeah.
Different animal. So there's six games a week. The way it was is you'd be home for a week, away for a week.
You play
Tuesday through Sunday, travel back Sunday to home. If you're on the road, if you're at home, you stay there, then travel either Monday or Tuesday, depending on how far it is. Everywhere is driving distance. Triple A is the only place that'll fly. Low A, high A, double A, all will drive. So, yeah, it's a different animal because you have your position players that play 4 to 5 times a week. No one really plays all six. Then you'll have position players that only play 1 to 3 that are in a different category. Mm-hmm. Then you have starting pitchers that are on a strict schedule no matter what. Then you have relievers, and we try and make it where they're, hey, you're on a schedule. This is when you're going to lift. We'll make adjustments as needed, but we can't wait for you to throw because we don't know when you're going to throw.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's a different animal. And then at every level, it gets harder. Like the lower the level, the longer they have in between games, the relievers.
Mm-hmm.
And development comes first. So if a guy really needs to gain weight, get stronger, we might sit him for 2 to 3 days so he can get 2 really good lifts in during that week. So
yeah,
we're lucky that the org here, they truly believe in what we do. So it's a good fit. And so Myrtle was – so we have the trailer, all that last year.
They were – what level was Myrtle?
Low A. So that's like the first one after Arizona. So that's a young, young bucks.
Is that the lowest of low?
That's the lowest. So it goes Dominican. There's Dominican Academy.
Oh.
Then Arizona League. So then there's the Arizona League. Those are the guys from the Dominican or new draft guys. Then you go low A, high A, double A, triple A. So it's a different animal. I know, like, it was different to me when I got here.
That's crazy.
It's not football where, hey, the draft guys, you're on the team. Right? You're on the team. You're probably going to help that team because there's only 53 spots, 48 can dress. You're probably helping
46,
that.
46, I think.
Yeah. So you're going to help the team, whether it's special teams, whatever. So many guys don't make it. Like, college football is minor leagues to a degree.
Yeah. Sure. Compared to like the baseball system, yeah, for sure.
Baseball is, even if you are a stud, we have a guy we just drafted. He was a third rounder out of Florida. Florida was in the national championship, right? Mm-hmm. This guy's a stud. Well, he's not touching the big leagues for a decent amount of time, even though he was a junior in college.
It blows my – yeah, it blows it's my crazy. Mind how these guys – I'm pretty sure there was
that,
a guy
– that makes it even more crazy, like what Trout was doing as like a 20-year-old kid in the MLB. Insane.
Crazy.
Like, absolutely insane, because like 23 is like young to be make it to the big
really league. Young. Yes.
What would you say, Mark, is the average – time between somebody getting drafted and if they make it to the big league? Like, what is it? I'm 3 years?
I'm sure there's a real number, but like for your studs, your first rounders, 2 to 3 years is what you're hoping.
That's wild. That's
unless
crazy.
It's like the guy this year, Paul Skeens, he was the first round, he's the first pick overall from LSU. Like, next year, he'll probably be there.
Oh, really?
Maybe not. Like, something can happen, but like, he's pretty ready for that, but that's not norm.
What's the why aren't they ready? What? Why is there such a big gap compared to football or basketball? Guy, there's 17-year-olds who go play in the NBA.
Stuff you're seeing. So pitchers are going to be more ready because pitching is pitching, right?
Yeah.
But you also have to get out. Like, there's a difference between getting swing and miss in college or high school versus in the pros. These are the best of the best guys. And these guys are in their prime still at 32, 33. While in football, like, you start to decline, right? Basketball, most people start to decline. But in baseball, you could be in your prime for a while.
So there's a buildup of talent where. Yeah.
And then that's a buildup in, like, that is a backtrack, backlogs your minor leagues. If you have a bunch of studs that are really good, like Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera still playing, it's insane.
Yeah.
There's guys down the line of third baseman in the Cardinals organization who are like, hey, Albert, fucking retire, buddy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? I mean, it's probably just like, you've seen in college football the last couple of years with the COVID year, you know, you got a bunch of sixth year guys on the teams, and that's why you kind of get backlogged with like your sophomore and redshirt freshman classes.
Yeah.
You know, we just had these guys playing for the last 4 years on the field. Exactly. Except to a much higher degree in the MLB.
It's happening in basketball and volleyball too. There's a bunch of teams who in basketball and volleyball, they get like 9 scholarships or something like that. And so you have seniors who were like studs for some of these teams and they want to play another year, but they've already given the scholarships to the incoming freshmen and there's just not enough to go around. And so they transfer to another team and you're like, why is this absolute like ace for this volleyball team or this basketball team transferring? It's like they ran out of money.
It's crazy.
Got to go somewhere else that has a open scully. Yeah, that's
how much turnover are you seeing like in your team just throughout the year? Like guys getting moved up, moved down level.
Oh, a ton. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Like, so how hard is that from like a strength perspective? Like you have new faces in your facility. Like you don't. I imagine you have some conversations with like the strength guys and different levels of the orgs. Like, hey, where's this guy at? Where do we need to start?
You have to.
I'll go back to go forward here.
Yep.
So last year was in Myrtle. this year was going to be in Tennessee. One thing led to another. Someone left, and then I got promoted. So I'm the minor league coordinator now.
Okay.
So I am. I have a boss who's the coordinator of like all strength conditioning and nutrition. He oversees major league down, but okay. Like I oversee like AAA through the Dominican.
So the guy above you, he's the actual Cubs strength coach.
No, so he is. So technically, he lives in North Carolina. Like okay. That's his home base. He travels all around, and he's the boss of the MLB. This isn't how every place works, though. So every organization's different. But he's the boss of the two strength coaches in the big leagues.
Okay.
He's my boss. We have two like programming, like super smart guys that were private sector before this. He's their boss. And then he's technically like the people that are under me, like he's everyone's boss, but they report to me so I can report to him.
Gotcha.
And there, so it helps.
So you guys have two guys that are hired just to do programming?
It's not just programming. They have other stuff.
Okay.
They do a bunch of other stuff, but like part of it is like, that's part of their job.
Yeah.
Is like trying to close the gap between like one of the guys is more on the position player side. The other one's more on the pitching side. Mm. Close the gap on like using our analytical data that we have in the weight room with the baseball analytical data, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Baseball analytical data is almost endless.
It's these guys that have
it's
like
outrageous.
Statistician degrees too, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have everything.
Yeah.
Like we have baseball sciences. Like we have like our department does our sports science, but we have baseball science where it's all about, all right, how can we predict what this guy's going to do down the road? Like that's part of the drafting process too. So it's insane. But when you go about like, hey, how do we keep track of these guys? So all those coaches were here. They all come to Arizona in spring training. So we know, mm-hmm. we know each other. We know how we program. We communicate all the time. So when a guy gets moved, so with everyone's, wherever you start, whether you start in Arizona or any of the lower levels, we have like everyone has a profile that's within their team, right? We use a system called Bridge right now. We're going to get away from that because it's not the best. It's like Team Builder. So it's like okay. Team Builder, like the Train Heroic one for like the Gen Pop. So that's where all their programs are. So we're not using cards like we were at Iowa. Like not everyone's in the same place.
Yeah.
So everyone's on that. So their program's on that. So when they go from affiliate to affiliate, they just seamlessly transition. Unless there's some equipment it's slightly different. Like you have to get creative on the road sometimes. But that's how we do all the transitions. So everyone, we have a transfer sheet where it's like, hey, this guy likes to do this, doesn't like to do this. This is his injury history. This is how he like reacts to certain coaching, like even to that detail.
Damn.
Because that'll be important. Like it's even more important than it was like at the college football level. Like the
this guy's a pussy.
Yeah, it's like
a lot of them are head cases, right? In football.
Yeah, it's like
a bunch of guys who are gonna run through a wall regardless.
Yeah, it's like you gotta know the guy, right? How is he gonna respond, react to certain situations, whether it's in the weight room or on the field? And you gotta have like this word gets thrown around in baseball a lot, but feel, but you have to have feel in this sport. You got to understand like what these guys are going through. Like this season is ridiculous. It's similar to football in a different way.
I'd love to read your notes on guys. Like this guy cries when we deadlift this guy.
Yeah, man. I just sent out some on, we just got our draft guys. They were here for 2 weeks. We sent four out and a couple more probably go out to the affiliates, but like, no, like, but I'll put certain notes like on there for like, hey, this is what this guy likes to do, what he won't do. How he reacts to certain things and like what, like the ways he'll try and get out of things if it's a certain guy or if it's a guy that's a hard ass, badass, like no issues there. Hold him back sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Yeah.
What's the, because it's developmental, right? Yep. And then, you know, often when we have these conversations, it's more so in the football realm of things. We're talking about like our teammates that we played with.
Yeah.
We just talked to Tristan about how he was like, he loves offseason training and him and one of his offensive line buddies were going nuts on the bench press the other day or something. And we're like, damn, like that's a little unusual. Isn't it, Tristan? Like, isn't most of your guys' training kind of injury prevention, don't get hurt kind of stuff? But it sounds like for you guys with the developmental need, what is it? What do these guys need to develop in the weight room the most? Like, what is the focus for a lot of these guys?
That depends. And that's why we do our testing battery. So like our big test we look at a counter movement jump. We use force plates. Not like we have like legit ones now, like not the ones from Switzerland that like was like the first ones that we had. Like you're the first ones that I would have get them, but like we're using Vald now. Vald is one of the big ones, like Vald and Hawk.
You saying that little or like that big hardcore piece of metal that DeMarco had was cheap? That thing was junk.
That was not cheap. It was expensive. But
it was junk.
It was the software was junk.
Damn, they got like, us on that one. Yeah. I know that was expensive.
Yeah, we would use Excel to like input all that data, which is a little ridiculous now. Like so we have force plates that we'll test like jumps on. Athletic trainers do like the internal external rotation, like all these guys are throwers, but like we'll do our jumps. Belt squat ISO, where you have a belt hooked onto a piece of steel more or less underneath you, and then you try and drive through, like you're in a quarter squat 125 degrees and you try and lift that off the ground basically,
and it's locked
down, right? Try and lift it off the ground. You're not going, we're just measuring force.
So
like we have our sprinting that we do. We have a 1080 here, which is like the greatest thing. Super expensive too, but it's basically a way better version of like running with sleds. It measures speed right versus left asymmetries, power. Like it's so we use all this.
Is it like a treadmill type?
No, it's not a treadmill one. So like this is it's the same concept of like a run rocket or any of these things you've ever seen, but it's sophisticated.
Okay.
More or less.
Technogym makes one that they gave to George, and it looks like a treadmill, but the track itself almost looks like an army tank tread.
I know what you're saying. So yours is in place. That's in place, correct?
Yeah. The treadmill is, but the thing actually moves.
Yeah, no, I got you. I've seen those. Those are awesome. Yeah, those are sick. But yeah, so we do all these tests, and then, hey, now we are going to figure out what this guy needs. Some guys come in really strong, but they are not powerful. They have their slow as can be. Like their change of direction is terrible, right? So, all right, this guy needs to focus more on this stuff, right? But when we get these young kids from the Dominican, the draft, when they're high school kids, or even some of the college kids, like these guys need to get strong.
Yeah.
Like there's no difference. They need to get fucking strong. And like that's where like a lot of these baseball teams – don't do it right. Mm-hmm. Some of these orgs we talk with, like, what are you guys doing? And they're doing basic, like, everything is auxiliary. They are never pushing for force.
Yeah. They're on the Tom Brady method or what?
Yeah, like, they're living in the middle. Like, they're just in the middle of, like, hey, we're going to do, like, 65 to, like, 75% forever. Ooh, and just hang out.
That's a danger zone.
Yeah, so it's – they're not – a lot of people aren't doing things. Like – we're going to get strong.
Is that because they don't know? Because
I think they're scared.
To hurt people.
Yeah.
Yep.
But like you should be scared that you're not going to develop these guys into absolute studs.
And waste your picks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here to talk about Gray's Gourmet To Go. At Gray's Gourmet To Go, we are madly and passionately in love with three things: chicken lips, pizza, and great food to go. Chicken lips are the most beloved food in Iowa City. And if you don't know what a chicken lip is, you're really missing out. Our second passion is pizza. We're hell-bent on making great pizza. Yeah, you can get cheap pizza anywhere. But if you're a real pizza aficionado, you gotta try our meatball pizza. It's made with a natural starter. And like sourdough bread, it's soft and crispy and light as air. And the third thing that we're wildly and passionately in love with is great food to go. We believe you want to feed your family something great at home, but you're too busy would like to stop and cook. That's why we built Gray's Gourmet To Go. So the next time you need to feed the gang and you don't feel like cooking, just come to Gray's Gourmet To Go.com.
So no, we're going to like, we don't force anyone to do specifically anything, but you need to do a form of a squat. We're going to do a form of a pull, and we'll get creative if we have to. If certain guys don't like certain things.
Mm-hmm. We're going to put your face on a t-shirt and just put a quote underneath your face that says, you need to get fucking strong.
Yeah. Like it is. Like it's
true. I mean,
it's going to be injury prevention,
yeah,
and performance enhancement. And like, there are stupid ways to do it, and there are smart ways to do it. Like, if a guy has had chronic back issues, just like we did at IWIC, we had programs for those guys that like they would either front squat because they couldn't back squat, or if they couldn't front squat, then we would hit split stance work. If they couldn't do that, we'd hit the pitch arc.
There's always something.
Yeah, there's something we can do, and we can push for force. And we need to. Everyone needs to apply force into the ground.
How are baseball guys not understanding that, though? Like, their idols growing up were built like they were in a laboratory. Right. These kids have to be thinking, I need to get an ass like Sammy Sosa had.
Yeah. Like, here's the crazy thing. No one wants to talk about that because it's, like, the asterisk era, right?
Fuck you. That's the best.
Agreed.
I know where Mark's going with this.
They were strong ass dudes, and they were hitting a shit ton of home runs.
That's it, right?
Like, and I bet they squatted.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's like, that is the greatest thing in the world for us. Is like, look how fuck. I don't care if they're on, like, they were on steroids. Cool, like, yeah, whatever.
You're not going to get them as strong.
Those are strong motherfucking guys.
Yeah,
those are strong guys that are hitting bombs
and 500 footers.
Yeah, and everyone wants to see that, right? Yeah. So it's crazy to me that no one looks at that. It's like, oh, I want to be like that. Like, you don't want to hit, 40, 50, 60 home runs. Of course they do.
Crazy. Can't relate.
So like, why do you not want to get strong?
Yeah.
It's hard, right? Like, you go back to like, it's not easy.
It's the basic principle that like you have to do work to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to actually work really hard at it. And it's not just a skill, because this is a little different. There's a lot more skill involved. Mm-hmm. Skill work involved, like football, you can't do a year round.
Yeah.
You'll die. Like in baseball, like you do your sport pretty much year round. You throw a ball year round. You hit year round. It's not as intense in certain times. But
right.
You're saying you couldn't run the 23B year round?
I'd fucking do it until I couldn't move. But yeah, but it would be fun.
Mark's the original man.
What do you notice? Like a big difference, like, between football players and baseball players, like when you're working with them, like obviously you still have athletes training at a high level and competing and, you know, obviously trying to make it to the next level. But just like overall, like, do you see any major differences between working between the two sports?
Yeah, there's huge differences in the fact that like football is a body weight sport, as in you, unless you're outside the box, right? And even then you still need to have mass on you. But if you're outside the box, you can get away with being just a freak of an athlete and have some muscle mass on you. But if you're anywhere inside the box, you are trying to move human beings for your job. Like in any part of your job, you're either trying to tackle someone, run through somebody, trying to block somebody and literally try and move them back, you're trying to get off of blocks on defense and go get a quarterback. Like, you're trying to move human beings, and you have to be super explosive and powerful to do that.
These quarterbacks nowadays are 240.
Yeah, they're huge. And like a lot of them can run. So body weight is huge. And in baseball, it's big too. Like, the bigger and stronger you are, typically the harder you're going to throw, the harder you're going to hit the ball. There's correlations there.
There's fat guys in baseball too.
Yeah, but it's a necessity in football. You have to have that. So training in the off season is a huge thing. Like, the training in the off season is monstrous. That can make or break your career really quick. Sure. In baseball, sometimes you can get away without it. You might not maximize your potential.
Because there's such little off season as compared.
Yeah.
Because if you're wasting a football off season, you're wasting 9 months. You waste a baseball off season, you're wasting 10 weeks.
Yeah.
But you also got some big ass dudes like Prince Fielder with body comps in the 30s. Well, okay.
So yeah, so here's the thing, is like, you do have guys like that are somehow really good at this sport because of the skill.
They're skilled outliers.
Yeah, but they're exactly, they're huge outliers, and like, but the injury risk is ridiculous with those.
Sure, yeah.
Just like, the injury risk with either being super fat, super strong and muscular, though, like too fast. So just imagine, like, all right, you're strong and powerful. You put on 20, 25 pounds of mass in 1 year in baseball. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But if you do it too quick, how many times are you taking a swing or throwing a ball? That amount of force over and over again, if your body's not adapted to that, something's going to break.
Especially rotationally.
That's what I'm saying. So like a football player's spine, like it needs to be fucking thick and strong there, right?
Concrete.
Baseball player.
We'll put that on the back of the shirt.
That's it, baby, right there. And then about a baseball player, like they, you have to have rotation. Like you have to be able to move from the middle with your pelvis. So like that's another big one. Like I would train quarterbacks more like we train some of our guys here right now to a degree. Like the quarterbacks definitely shouldn't be doing some of the stuff like we all were doing just based on the rotational aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would tighten them up too much.
Yeah. Like it's, it, exactly. Like you're not allowing them to use that pelvis the way it should be able to.
Weegers would always be doing different shit. He would always go in there and do his own. I remember watching.
Different, yeah, he was a different cat. I love Weegers.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
That's Dr. Weegers now.
Yeah,
he was coaching quarterbacks at a place in Illinois with
Chris. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And he does
doing a lot of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Weegers is a cool dude. We got to have him on the podcast.
We did.
Yeah. We got to have him again.
True. That's it seems like you have so much to consider. There's so much consideration for these guys.
So much. There's so
Mark's kind of convinced me that training baseball players is a little bit like training football players.
Dude, you're training, just trying to train training power is training, man.
Yeah.
You got to be strong. Like, and any sport, basketball, you got to be strong. But, like, you have to make the adjustments for your athlete.
But basketball, you can get away with being basketball. You can get away with being twitchy and springy.
Yeah, but then
you do need some muscle, like LeBron and the boys. Yeah,
it always comes back to injury because if you have more muscle, you're more physically prepared. Your skeletal system is better equipped. Like, and it just,
look at LeBron, the way he takes care of his body. I am the farthest thing from a LeBron fan. I do not like LeBron, but
as a specimen,
but he takes care of his body.
Yeah.
And he's been able to play at a high level for his whole career, which is crazy.
It is.
You grew up in Chicago, kid. Okay? I mean, you can't be a LeBron fan. That's blasphemy.
It is, but he also cries like a little baby. So, like, I can't have that stuff.
Yeah. What is now,
you being in Chicago? You were a Sox fan growing up, right?
So, okay, weird situation. Whole family's Cub fans. Grew up young age Cub fan.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just like a little prick of a
2005?
Kid. No, before that. This is like 2001. So the Cubs were good before the Sox were in like 2003, right? Wasn't that the Bartman
year? Yeah, because they went to the NLCS.
Yeah, it was the Bartman year. Yeah, so I was
2002 or 2003, I think.
Yeah, so but I changed like 2001. Just because I was being a little prick of a kid and just wanted to be different.
You just wanted to go against your family?
Yeah. So Mark, no, like I'm definitely big time Chicago, like always in general. Like you still want the city to do well with that, but no, it's like the feel. Like, have you been to both?
Oh yeah, Wrigley Sox Park. Yeah,
like the experience at Wrigley is much better because of how you can get there.
Yeah,
along the lines.
Plus, the area around it's a lot cooler. Like, exactly. You're not going to get stabbed.
Especially now they built it up a little bit more. So,
yeah, if you walk like 3 blocks away from Guaranteed Rate Field, you're in a bad area.
Yeah, it's not good.
When Lauren did her last semester of college student teaching there, her school was like right by the White Sox Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like she used to talk about all the time. She's like, all right, I'm on the one block that I need to walk to the train. So just like check my location because this is the bad block.
What were you going to do, though? Were you just going to call 911 or what's?
Yeah, I was just going to be the intercom guy like, hey, sir, someone just took my fiance.
Taken.
We got a 5'6" female that is being assaulted right now.
She's currently in the south side south side of Chicago somewhere. I don't know where she is. What does a week look like then? How many lifts do these guys get?
So we're talking different for
average
different people. So I'm gonna give you starting pitchers are gonna go two real lifts, a movement session, which is a good feel good day.
No.
Get the body moving in a good way. And then a primer day. A primer day is usually the day before. Some guys like that day of. No. That's similar. Like, think about what we used to do on fast Fridays.
Yep. Yeah.
Like on fast Fridays, like that day, similar to that type of stuff. Not obviously we're not snatching with the guys, but similar type of day to that.
Just throwing it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Just drilling a rotator cuff.
That's right. But yeah, so that's what they're on. Relievers, 2 to 3 days lifting. Same with position players. Relievers, position players are similar. What we have kind of moved to in season work is we'd love for them to get 4 to 5 micro dose lifts. So one of the days might be a squat paired with a jump, and that's your only thing you do. And then the next day you'll hit your auxiliaries. Okay. So you're in the weight room for 20 to 30 minutes a day.
Okay. If you say the word microdosing anymore, Drake's going to get a
bump. Yeah, Drake went in the right
there. Might go get a mushroom. I don't know. Talking me into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's where we like to do with those guys if they're willing. Especially at
okay.
Home.
Oh, hold on. You keep saying what guys won't do if they're willing.
They're professionals, man.
So here's the thing. Like they're going to do the work. They will. But it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
So the less we have to force people to do things, the better we're going to be.
Yeah.
The more they buy in. The best program is the one that someone's going to actually somewhat enjoy and willing and to be wanting to do.
Yep. I know.
So
I just find that crazy just coming back from like our experience at Iowa football.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
It's like
it's a different animal.
Can you imagine walking into the weight room and looking at Doyle and going, "Hey, you know what, Chris?
I'm feeling the 85 for 5 today.
I'm out on the hang cleans today, buddy." Well, you know?
So like if there's a certain thing programmed, like they're probably doing it. But in season, having said that, in season, if you were banged up, your program would get adjusted.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So in season's different now. Off season.
Do you get these guys in the off-season or no?
So we have off-season camps here.
Okay.
So where the camps start, like the end of the season will be from September 10th to like the 20th, somewhere in that range, depending on playoffs for the minor leagues, if you make it. Mm-hmm. But then after that, some guys will come back for instructs. Those are your younger guys that need more work, need more at-bats, need more innings thrown. Then there'll be a strength camp until Thanksgiving that they'll be a part of. And then this year there's a true dead period because they're unionized, the minor leagues. So it's dead until January like 2nd, okay, where they're all home basically. Then January 2nd until basically spring training, we'll have another camp. You have to be invited to those camps. So like the higher prospects will be invited. They don't have to go. As long as they're doing their work, if they can be trusted to do their work, then like we allow them to do what they want. They can do what they want regardless, but they're not voluntold to do
certain things. I would like to sign up.
This isn't like practice or OTAs like the NFL has. This is just strength training.
No, the OTAs would be your spring training. That's the important things. There's no true OTAs.
Gotcha.
But these guys are paid to come here to train, and then they get to live in Arizona. You get to live in Arizona. Yeah, you live in Arizona in the winter.
Yeah.
It's like a pretty good deal for them.
What level are you now?
So what level am
AAA
I at?
AAA all the way down.
So yeah, so I'm the coordinator. So what I do, my big thing, I'm based in Arizona. I'm here most days, but I will travel. Like in the first half, I was gone for like 3.5 weeks at a time.
Okay.
Where I would go to all the affiliates 3 to 4 days, make sure everything's going right there. If I have to cover for somebody, if they have like a wedding or something, like we give them a couple of days they can go during the season, I'll cover. So
you're not with any specific team?
No specific team.
Yeah.
No specific team. So like if I'm in Arizona, like the ACL game is here. That's the Arizona Complex League. Mm. That's here now at night just because of how hot it is. But then you have 4 minor league games plus the Cubs pretty much every day.
Yeah.
So there are 5 games, and I usually have like I'll throw it on like 4 iPads or like one on a computer and like watch the minor league games while I'm doing work.
That's so much baseball.
So like, there's so much stuff going on. Like it's ridiculous how much baseball is going on. Like, is it great baseball depending on the level? But it doesn't matter because it's more about what the guys are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on you guys, right?
Yeah. So just between a couple of friends, you got some wagers out of these games, right? You can't be watching minor league baseball without any action.
You can't do it. Like, that's like, of all things, like, that's the thing you cannot do.
You just got Mark fired.
That's why I said it. I
mean, is there even lines out there for the minor league games? Are they?
I don't think there's no way. There's no way.
I don't think there's any books.
You could find a bookie.
You could probably find a bookie in the alley.
Mark, there's. Yeah, I bet you could. Drake will be at your bookie if you want. There is a wide range from those like lower A to triple A salaries.
Yeah, so it's dependent on what you sign for.
For those guys, right?
Yeah, like it is, but like you're not getting paid all that well. You're not getting paid poorly because your living is paid for.
Okay.
But like, and it's getting better now. But like, if you're just in AAA on a AAA contract, you're not making all that much money still.
Okay.
It's not nothing, but it's still under six figures is what I'm saying for that.
Really?
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. If you're on a 40 man, which is you're protected by the major league team.
Yeah.
Now you'll make more money there.
Of course.
And it's what your signing bonus is. Like our first rounder this year signed for like $4 million. Right. So he'll be in the minor leagues getting paid minor league salary, but he already has his
guarantee. Yeah, he's got his little.
Do you notice between those top guys and those bottom guys a different vibe with their I kind of lump training in with their everything off the field work, right? Like, you know, the sauna, ice bath, recovery tools, all this different shit that there is nowadays. Do those guys take more of an interest because they have more like resource behind them to really work on their bodies as opposed to like the lower A guys who are like, yeah, just let me lift and then like get me a foam roller and that's all I need.
So off season depends, like obviously where you're at. Like if you're from Venezuela, if you're from the Dominican, like, and you go back home, I hope you have a weight room. Like that's my hope, is that you have a weight room and you can do the training that we have. We want those guys to stay here with us.
They got to squat their friends.
Yeah, like I've been down to the Dominican. It's like, it's different down there. Some places are nicer than others, but like, it's a different animal.
I heard that's a fun place to go watch a baseball game, though.
Oh, yeah.
no doubt. Them guys can swing it now.
Yeah.
And they have lines on those games, I can promise you.
Guaranteed.
There's definitely lines on those games, Drake. No doubt.
And every single one of them came to the game with that slip from bench warmers that says, I am 12.
Yeah, that's right. But no, like, with the. With the
he's like, fuck, so fucked.
Well, I can't remember what I was talking about. But no, the supplements, like, there's enough at the affiliates. Like, we give them all the supplements that they would need.
Yeah.
All vitamins, like the basics of basics that they, like, every
person. No way it can be as good as we had in Iowa, though.
So it's different, right? Because Iowa was not giving you true supplements.
Right.
We're giving them, like, true multis, vitamin D, omegas.
Creatine.
Like we'll have creatine. Like we have pre-workouts that are all NSF.
C4. Like colleges aren't allowed to give you that stuff.
They can, as long as
we got NSF. Multis and vitamin D and stuff.
You had a good amount of it, but like we give them probiotics. Like it's a little, as long as it's NSF, we can give it to them.
Pro hormones.
Yeah, NSF pro hormones. But like it's like the food situation is not the same.
Uh-huh.
Way different. Obviously, a million times better in college. Big leagues, different story. That's best of the best. Big leagues get what they want. Like they'll have cold brew on tap, kombucha on tap, Athletic Greens. They have like their the sweet pods. Yeah, they got everything. Like the big leagues, like it's big. Like the term big league is for a reason.
D-ball needles when they want them. Gosh, it would be so sick, and baseball would be so much cooler if there was just 9 Mark McGuire's running out on the field every day.
There needs to be like stronger guys at least.
Yeah. Fuck. That's
no
awesome.
More roids, but Mark Wiseman's going to get him big and strong.
Get him big and strong, man. Right.
So like you're obviously dealing with a lot of guys coming in and coming out, whether they're being traded between organizations or sent up and down to different levels. How do you manage like a team culture or like a culture in the weight room with that going on?
The whole thing with that is it's an organizational culture, right? Because there's no like every affiliate will have their own flavor of culture of like how things are handled to a degree and like the vibes that are there. Mm-hmm. Some are better than others. And that's based on the staff and the players that are there. But it's about development. So like, that's the big thing is like, hey, a guy's doing really well who might've been your leader source, quote unquote.
Right.
Well, that guy's probably not going to be there in a month.
That long. Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing really well, which is what we want. We want those guys moving. So it's an organizational culture of like standards and expectations that we have around here. That's where it starts. And then there's development. It's like, at certain levels, the higher you get, the actual outcomes are more important. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, hey, a guy's getting on base, average is really good. He doesn't hit the ball all that hard. Think of like a Nick Madrigal, right? Yeah. He doesn't hit the ball, but he gets on base. Like he's a big leaguer right now. He is. Right. He's actually in a big league. So
doesn't strike out that often. Yeah.
Yeah. But at a lower level, if you're doing that, but you're not hitting the ball that hard, you're not probably going to be as valued as high. Right. If you're hitting the ball, like exit velocity is like elite of the elite is like 110, 111, like is elite of the elite guys. Like that's your Giancarlo Stanton guys. So like that's the hard, like the guys that hit the ball. Like the hardest hit balls are like 117, 120-ish.
Yeah. Like I saw a clip of Shohei the other day. Shohei. He laced one, and I thought that it took the seams off of it. Oh my god!
He's the greatest baseball player to ever grace the field.
There's no doubt.
He's hitting as well as anybody in the MLB in the hardest era to hit of all time. Pitchers are by far the best they've ever been, and he's pitching
and he's at a Cy Young
level.
Like, crazy.
He's the best ever.
Yeah. Do you know what he does? He trains really
steroids.
Yeah, I was gonna say he trains really fucking hard,
and he takes care of his body.
Yeah, but he's a big guy too.
Oh yeah, huge guy. But yeah, we preach all that's like the recovery stuff with everything with these guys to be able to do that. Like that's part of the culture here. Mm-hmm. Is like we preach sleep. Like the advantage you can gain with sleep is insane. You're playing 6 out of 7 days. You're on the road half the time. Hey, what are we gonna do? Hey, all right. Blue light blockers. We're not going to give them to you, but like, hey, this is what we recommend. Sleep masks for the hotels because there's going to be lights all over these comfort inns.
Yep.
For suites that they're staying in. So like, what can we do? All right, magnesium, zinc to help promote sleep.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to educate you about alcohol. We're going to educate you about caffeine. When is it too late to have caffeine where it's going to affect your sleep, whether you know it or not? So we're going to do all this stuff with the guys. And this is where we hope we're gaining an advantage on every other team.
You definitely are. Sleep's so important, dude.
Yep.
It's
number one.
It's unbelievable.
It's the number one.
I fucked up so bad freshman year in Iowa City. God damn it.
Yeah, but like,
your guys' biggest factor is like of we're doing things right in our program is like exit velocity. That's like your.
So like for pitchers is going to be, you have two things, right? This is dumbing it down to the dumbest of dumb, but like you have two things. You have velocity and stuff, which go hand in hand in command.
Stuff.
In command, right?
Yeah, right?
Those are your things that you're going to look at with pitchers. Position players, we're going to look at for like hitting itself. You're going to look at your strikeout percentage, your walk percentage. You're going to look at your exit velocities. And then so like you'll look at average OPS. But then you're also going to look at this. It's wOBA and xWOBA. And like what that takes into account is how hard you're hitting the ball to, at what launch, at what angles.
Yeah,
like if you hit the ball 105 into the ground, that's not the same as hitting it 105 at 17 degrees where it's a double in the gap.
Right.
So it takes all that into account. We, in the major leagues, they have StatCast, so they get speeds during games. We use Catapult GPS, so we use that in the minor leagues with all of our guys. So we're measuring speeds of them, accelerations, decelerations, what they can reach in a game. So like we take all this into account with all these guys, fielding percentages, like that's what's being looked at. And
but from your guys' standpoint as a strength staff, all you can really influence is you can't really influence how much the guy's walking or not, but you can influence how hard he's hitting the ball or how fast he's moving.
That's what we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
Correct. We're looking at how hard the guy hits it, his bat speed, his linear bat speed, and how hard he's hitting the ball. That's what we can directly affect.
Yeah,
and there's a correlation, huge correlation between exit velocity and strength and power.
So like you see the guys who are like putting up like good weights in the weight room, those guys are swinging the bat harder, huh?
they're swinging the bat harder. Like, the issue might be that they can't make contact and their bat to ball skills.
But that's the coach's problem. That's not much.
It's a coach or like a drafting issue or like trading. Yeah, it might just be along those lines. Or it's a guy we took a chance on because we knew he's got donkey pop and we're not sure. Yeah, we're not sure if he hit the ball.
He's got donkey pop, dude. Fuck. That's another t-shirt.
But I mean, in theory, exit velocity is directly correlated to angular velocity, which is directly correlated to linear velocity, which is directly correlated to power output. I mean, it just goes right down the line.
No, it is. And they all know it, and they understand what they need to do. Some are just unwilling to do it consistently. Like with these guys, like the slight edge is the number one thing. It's like you have the line, right? You can go up or you're going to go down, like especially in baseball. The consistency of it, it's going to be – you're going to get to the All-Star break, and the separation is going to be ridiculous for the guys that have been doing the right stuff versus the guys that have not. Yep. It is.
Do you guys do anything for conditioning?
Yeah. Oh, totally. So position players, the only thing we're looking at, like they need no conditioning. So a normal day, I'll give a quick, easy normal day, home game, show up to the yard probably 1 o'clock, might get your training in then, early cage work around then. Maybe you have early fielding work before stretch. You go stretch, throwing program. Maybe you'll do some team fundamental, but probably just BP back inside. Now you get your pregame meal, snack, whatever it is. Go play the game. That's your normal day. So they're doing a ton of stuff. They're not getting conditioning. They don't need it. It's, like, their volumes are ridiculous.
It's zone 2, zone 1 conditioning.
Yeah, like, they're everything. Yeah, like, their volumes are ridiculous. They get into the game. Now we're looking at, are we touching top speeds?
Do you have a step count on these guys?
No yards, though.
They have to move because of all that. Even though it's walking or trotting, they're on their feet so much.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. So, like, it's a ridiculous amount along those lines. But now that's why we have player load. You have like the player load, which is taking the intensity of the cuts in all directions. You have high speed distance running. You have max velocity sprinting. Like that's what we're looking at in the catapult. So these guys don't need conditioning unless they are return to play guys coming off an injury. Pitchers, we have on a certain conditioning plan based on if you're a starter, it's regimented. If you're a reliever, it's usually based around when you're throwing.
How many of these guys, if you lined them up for 8 60 yard shuttles, would make the times?
Oh, none. You don't train. You don't train. Like, okay. Some guys would just based out of pure athleticism. Like some of these guys are freaks and they would be able to do it, but they'd be dead. Like you're good at what you train for, right?
Yeah.
For that. So like, they definitely like some of them, like I said, some of them would be elite at it, but
some of them would, a lot of them would get hurt because it's just not.
Yeah, like we'll do repeat sprints. I'm not timing it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, like in the off season, we have just a RSA repeat sprint. We're looking at heart rates with it. So 15 yards back, and then you on the 30 seconds. So let's say you do that in 7 seconds, you have 23 seconds, do that 6 to 8 times.
And the fat guys are like 186 heart.
Yeah, like some of the guys, like, yeah, something. But that's what we're looking at. Like, that's how we can measure, like, hey.
Shit.
We can look at that test at any point and be, it's not that hard on them. Like, actual intensity of it.
Right.
It's short. So we can look at that, but hey, man, like, we've gone down a bad rabbit hole here. We're not living right outside. We're not doing the right things here. We need to get back on path.
How many 60-yard shuttles could Mark Weissman do right now before he missed it?
I did 12 yesterday. Stop. Probably at like – I'd probably at lineman pace though. Like it was not like crazy fast.
13.
Skill time or semi time?
He just
said I'm saying probably line time.
Oh, line time. Okay.
We're talking line time. Like, yeah, this is post – this is like post-workout, post-training, get out in the sun.
Yeah.
It's like 95 degrees. Oh, it's probably 100 at that time. It's 100, like 10 in the morning.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
How are you? You like in Arizona, though?
Arizona's amazing.
Because last time we talked, you moved back to Chicago because you want to be back close to family, right?
Close to the family. They realized that, like, like I did like my part with that. I got like a ton of good family time in,
okay,
but
nice.
they realize like I need to be like, I can't be doing like the general population type stuff. It's not really for me. Not totally either. Like all around.
It's tough.
You're a person that I feel like you're going to be stuck around professional and high level athletes for the rest of your life. I don't think you can live outside that world, man.
No, it's not for me. Like, I just don't have the patience for it.
I think you're too competitive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the patience for like people that don't have standards like for themselves. Mm. And these people might be elite in as a lawyer in med sales as a fucking on Wall Street, right?
Hey, you're describing my clientele right now, man. It's tough.
But they might not care about like the thing that I really fucking care about.
Right, exactly.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's like I definitely have to get better at like being a little more lenient with certain people, just in general.
No.
It's like I can't have the same standards as I do for myself, but I still need high fucking standards for those people. So there's the middle ground.
Just being around highly motivated people all the time.
Exactly.
What does your training look like right now?
It's more so like, it's like pure phasic of like right now I'm going to get back into like more hiking. Like I, when I was on the road as much, I wasn't hiking as much. So my training will probably be more surrounded around that. Like now I'll go earlier in the morning. The days, since it's a 6 o'clock game here and everywhere else is late, the days don't really start here until like 11, but I'm still waking up early. Like, I don't know how not to. So I'm still waking up early. Like, I'm going to get back now that I'm like here for a longer period, get back into the hiking, but I will squat heavy once a week, guaranteed. I will deadlift heavy at least once, probably twice, probably a straight bar, probably a trap bar in that week.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I will do more. I'll bench, but like, I don't enjoy it, but I'll just do it. Cause I have to be strong still. Like I just that mentally, like ego wise, like I can't.
It is demeaning to yourself when you're like, you're just not as strong as you used to be.
Yeah. So like, I still need to do like bench, but like I care more about like doing like legit heavy pull-ups, heavy dips, like that type of, like, I care more about that. I know it's right up Kluver's alley.
Does the body still feel in decent shape? Like,
we're great, man. Like I'm sprinting. Yeah. At least four times a week, I'll do sprints, like different types, like whether it's curves, like the 1080 I'm talking about. If you look it up, it's like, it's just measuring. It's measuring your times for everything. So it's still competing. I'll jump on the force plates two times a week. Just, I don't need to. It's like I'm not test. All I do is care like about like, how do I measure up against myself?
Yeah.
I don't really look at other people anymore. Unless like someone wants to challenge me, then let's fucking go.
And they're gonna tell you how that one's gonna go.
Yeah, I'm not measuring against athletes. Like, that's not my thing. It's not like I could do this, you should be able to do this, and I don't care. You could hit a ball way farther than I can. You can throw a ball way harder than I can. So
what's the total right now? Like, if we had to give you like a little squat, bench, dead total, what are you pulling right now?
Dead, like gun to head, I could still pull 675 right now.
Jeez.
Without like, I don't train straight bar nearly as much, but like
you were like in the 800s though at one point, right?
For straight bar,
yeah,
not 800. Like my highest ever was 745.
Only 745.
No, I know. I didn't say only. Come on now.
At what body weight?
Like 226.
That's just stupid.
And then, but fuck. No. So like, if we're going deadlift, let's go 675. We're gonna go bench. Fuck, I don't go heavy, but like 315, I can still hit for a triple. So let's say like 340, I could probably get one time up.
Okay.
Not a power lift 340. Though.
Not the pause at the bottom.
No pause. It's a fucking touch and go.
Yeah, we're bouncing.
And then we're going for squat. Yeah, like I try not to put concentrically going up. I usually don't have more than like 455 right now.
Okay.
On it, but I'll do eccentric hooks with it. I could probably hit a 550, 545 right now.
Sheesh.
I'm just saying, based on like how much I'm like bringing down, like other ways I've been training.
So you're
this still, is gun to head. This is gun to head.
Like gun to head, you're still around 1600, which is pretty damn good. Yeah.
This is gun to head. We're going like, I can get this, like just warm up a little bit. And we'll get this rolling.
You ever like the eccentric lifting where you're just lowering it and then
so like we have hooks.
Yeah.
So we'll have the eccentric rogue hooks where go down, let's say I have 315 on the bar squatting.
Yep.
I might have 565 total based on the sides, what's on the sides down. Uh-huh. And then I'll hit the 315 for like 5 to 8.
Okay.
So I'll do hitting a super slow eccentric, overloaded eccentric, mm-hmm. or hand assisted, right? So yeah. if I'm going hand assisted, your Hatfields, I'll go down not using the hands, come up, drive through with the hands.
I like it.
So I do it a decent amount now. Like I'm still all in like on the stimulus. I'm just smarter about it. Unless I'm going to train for a competition, but I still want to touch those kinds of weights.
Yeah.
I'll just do it in a better way.
Are you still doing the rear foot elevateds with the safety squat bar? Just
so no rear foot elevated. Now, like I've looked into a bunch of stuff because I had a little SI issues with it. I don't go heavy RFEs anymore, but I am going split squats.
Okay.
So just not elevated up.
DeMarco loves those too.
Yeah. DeMarco's big on that. I got to still talk to Nick a good amount. So not as much as we used to.
I was just going
to
ask if you guys still text. Yeah, I text him all the time because of the CrossFit stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll be still talking. Like I visited him last year at Elon and stayed with him and the fam. What a family. They race upstairs. They're legends.
Yeah, they're the most.
Legends. The best.
He's living the all-American dream.
The best family. Oh, yeah, we did a CrossFit when I went there, a workout. I hadn't done one for a while. I was so fucking dead. But then.
He probably iced you.
Yeah, and then. Yeah, basically. And then we did. We hit a clean from the floor, so a power clean from the floor. We were just like going, like it was like a 5-5-3-3-1 until you couldn't, right?
Yep, yep.
And like I couldn't tell you the last time I'd done more than like 225.
Yeah.
And I think I hit like 315 or 335, like just because I was warm, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like I don't ever get warm, my body. Like I don't warm up totally anymore. It's like.
I feel that.
After I'm done with my training is when I'm probably the warmest.
Dude, I have to – my warm-up now is like 25 minutes.
You're doing technical stuff more or less. Like I'm warm. Don't get me wrong. It's just like I'm warm for the movement that I'm like training for.
Yep. Fuck.
Is G-Bone in here?
No, he's not. He's not here tonight. G-Bones are
going to still strap up the pads and the helmet and play a few more games if you had to.
Did you just hear me deadlift 700?
We're going one game.
One game.
I got one game before.
You can do it for one, huh?
Yeah, we got one.
Mark, you all you need out to do is get an iron.
I don't know if we talked about this last time, but like I actually put pads on because Miles fucked up his neck and like he had to like practice tackling. So like I actually had pads on and like he was like
I think we did talk about this last time.
Yeah, like it was the most ridiculous thing. Like that was the whole like Trent Richardson thing, right?
Wasn't Yeah.
Do you, Mark, do you realize, or like, do you, are you aware that you're like different than other people?
Oh, fuck yeah. I know I am, man.
Okay.
Like, and it's not like, it's and like, it'd be anti-humble to say like that I wasn't.
Right.
I know I am. I know I am. And I know I'm different. I'm crazy in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. And that's where I text. That's when I say, like, I can't hold people to the same standard. Because I know what I do is fucking crazy. Like, taping my mouth shut when I sleep is fucking crazy to a degree.
Yes.
And, like, doing some of the stuff I do is, yeah, it's fucking crazy. Getting in cold, like, right in the morning for, like, 3 minutes to the neck, like, an ice cold. Well, yeah, it's crazy shit. But that's who I'm going to be forever. If I'm not, just go fuck. You can come and kill me. It's okay. Drake, you're close. You can come find me, Drake. But yeah, like if I'm not that guy, and if I'm not living that like standard for myself,
yeah,
it's all. It's like it is. Like it's not a show for anyone else. Like,
yeah,
no one's really watching when you were even playing. But like no one's watching now.
Oh yeah, no.
He really fucked up for me to kill Mark, dude. He handed me down half a legacy. Got to wear his number, play his old position. Can't do that.
I look at you as I'm not on your level, but relative to the average Joe walking the streets, I see – and Kevin and Drake as well. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of guys that we played with. I see us on this level of like discipline and extreme in some stuff, especially when it comes to athletics, training, I don't know what you want to call it, health stuff. And I just like, man, you're just like, when I listen, this is the best hour that I've had. And I just miss guys like you. Like being around guys like you is just like, I don't get that in my normal life. And I sometimes I wish, like, how could I make other people think like me? But I don't think it works that way.
No, unfortunately,
you're trying. You tweet a lot, but
I know.
You also make Instagram posts about challenging yourself on vacation because you're that guy.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I am that guy. I am Mark, but I'm the guy who tells people that I'm Mark. Mark just doesn't tell anybody. He's just like, I'm different, and I know it.
It's you always want that challenge, and like, even like, if Jake, if you've been like on some of these, like some of these people. Like, you look at them like they can't, like, where the shit, like, this person's behind you and they're coming up on you. This little guy, like, wearing like moccasins. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? There's no way this guy's passing me now. And now I'm busting ass. And like, maybe he passes me, maybe he doesn't. But like, he's not working as hard as I am right now. But like, in my mind, I'm like, I can't let this happen. No one, you can't pass me. And if you do, like, good for you, but like, you can't pass me going up on these things. Like, there's a challenge to, like, I can't tell you that, like, I hike because I really, really enjoy nature. That'd be cool if I did. I don't. I enjoy the fucking grind of a hike and getting on top of the mountain. And then you get up there and then you go right back down.
I was at – so what Drake was referencing is I was at Lake of the Ozarks last week, and I put up a post of me working out, right?
Yeah.
And, like, those same things go through my head. And then I observe myself from the outside, and I'm like, dude, you're a fucking weirdo. But in my head, when I'm working out at the lake on vacation, the thoughts that are going through my head are, there's not a motherfucker at this lake that's getting it in like me right now. Yeah. Like, and I just relate.
It's the switch, right? It's the dark. It's the dark place. It's that switch.
Yeah.
And we all have it. Drake sometimes can't turn it off.
It's never like, no, it's never off.
No, that's what I'm saying. But like sometimes, like, some guys need that switch that, like, hey, it's time to practice. It's game time. Switch is fucking on. Right?
Kevin had that.
You
on
are a badass. Sure. Like, you what need that switch.
Kevin,
need to be a crazy person.
Kevin had it on game days for sure.
Big time. Big time.
Mark, have you ever hiked Thompson Peak?
No, which one's that?
It's up in Flagstaff. It's the highest.
No, I haven't gone to Flagstaff. Yeah,
let me
go there.
I hesitate to say this because I genuinely do not want to, but let's do that hike sometime. Yeah, because it is one of the – I almost died on the mountain, first of all.
Love that.
Like, actual died because my girlfriend parked in the wrong parking lot. We ended up doing more than double the hike we thought we were going to. I was on a 24-hour fast. We had a gallon of water between us, and we were out in the elements for over 8 hours.
Yeah.
Up at 13,000 feet, shit gets so difficult.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in. You come on now. You know I'm already in. Just
I know you're in.
Tell me when and we go.
All right. We'll have to figure that out. That's going to suck bad. But
oh, yeah.
Do you, before we take up any more of your time and we kind of close this thing down, what is this what you see yourself do? Like, now that you're into it, because you kind of got into this, like, if I don't like it, I'll just do something else, right? Where do you see yourself in this career now? Like, is it something that you're interested in doing for the next two decades or?
Yeah, like, it's, you know what I'm really interested in doing? I'm really interested in getting the best out of these young men or men, guys, getting them to achieve their best and be elite at what they do. And like, being a small, small, small piece of that and helping them get there. And whatever I can do that in. So like that can be in baseball, could be in football, could be in rugby, could be in basketball. It doesn't matter where. Like, I found that out, like, going to this now. I was going to like wherever I went, because wherever you go, whatever mindset you go in with, as long as it's what you want to do and that's working with elite people, it doesn't have to just be athletes, elite people. Well, I'm going to be happy in that sense. So like, that's what I'm going to do. So I don't know. Is it going to be with the Cubs organization? Is it going to be with a different baseball one? Is it going to be back in college? I don't know. I really have no idea. That's not part of the plan. I have no anchors right now. That's a negative connotation word, but I have no anchors still. So like I'm still like free solo where I can go wherever, whenever.
Oh. Just as long as you're around people trying to be their best, huh?
Yeah, they need it. Like they want to be their best, and like as long as they're willing to help me allow them to be their best, then I'm all in.
And there has if the Cubs win the series, do you get a ring?
I don't know. It's a good.
You got to, bro. You have to.
It's a good. You probably get like a lesser version of one, right? Like yeah. The strength coaches there probably do. Like the two big league ones probably do. We probably get like a lesser. We probably get something, but probably a lesser version of it. Like not as many diamonds or whatever it might be.
All right. Well, you know, I'm a lifelong Sox fan, but you know, if the Cubs are around there and Mark getting a ring, I guess I could.
That's right. Unless it's against the Sox, I get it. But like here, that's what I tell.
Well, the Sox are selling off the team, man. No, we forfeited right this year.
This is what I tell people, like, and to fuck with them, like White Sox fans that I have friends. I'll be like, hey, man, when you root against the Cubs, you're rooting for me to lose my job. You fucking want me to lose my job? And I get into them. They get a little scared. It's good.
Mark starts yelling at you. You piss your pants.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get into anybody, and they're going to be scared.
And that's the switch that matters, right? Like, I can be – like
you're everybody's best friend.
I'm going to get along with you as long as I can. And, like, but when that time comes, like, and there probably will be a time with a lot of these athletes, like, where I need to get on them. And I'm not going to embarrass them in front of their peers, but, like, there's a time to get on them, and it's meaningful if I'm not the train, right? Where I'm not yapping at them all the time, yelling right at them. And then when it does, like that's the whole KF thing, right? KF will never be the train because when he starts motherfucking you, it's real deal.
It's so terrifying.
Yeah, it's real deal.
Yeah. It was scary even from like the specialists on the sideline perspective.
Yeah. It's like you fucked up.
It's so bad.
What's the best book you read in the last year? No, you're a big reader.
Ooh, best book in the last year. That's a good one. Think Again, Adam Grant.
Okay, I've heard good things. That's
Think
like
Again's about, really good. It's
I think
like
he had a TED Talk, didn't he?
Yeah, he definitely did. So he's had multiple books. I don't know what the TED. It may have been on Think Again too. But so Think Again, like the basis of it is that like we all need to rethink our strongest beliefs. Like, are those beliefs still backed by like reason and research and like the newest information?
And facts and logic, right? Exactly.
Yeah, like if they're not
something you thought you learned when you were 12 years old and
yeah. Exactly. Or like if I thought the same way I did when I was 24, 26, 28, like as I am now, I wouldn't be where I am. Like I learn and I don't ever hold anything so strong except values. Values do not change to me. Mm. You can add values or maybe you could make some more important, but like the values is that one, those things that like I will keep forever. But everything else is up for grabs. Like there needs to be reason behind it and like research if it's anything strength and conditioning. But like, I'm not too proud to say, hey, I used to have really strong beliefs about that. I'm not sure I believe that anymore. Because then that's the whole thing of that's the way we've always done it. And yeah, that's the biggest sin in life.
Strong so don't beliefs. Be a closed mind individual is what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, there's yeah. a great quote out there. It's like, I don't know if it's from the book or not, but it was like, do you want to be right or do you want to see the world as it actually is?
Yeah.
Strong beliefs loosely held.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. That's great. That's yeah. that's money right there.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to put that on my list, though.
No, it is. And it's like that can go for so many things. Like look what's going on right now in the Big Ten. Like it's crazy. Like with these coaches.
We talked about it, man.
Yeah, it's like we're not going to go down that rabbit hole, but it's like it's also the fact that
but fuck those guys if we're just going to put it out there.
Well, like there's one of them like the whole Northwestern thing, I don't know enough. I don't have a strong enough belief. I hate the way it was handled. That's the way I hate.
But supposedly it was just fat, weird guys doing fat, weird guy shit.
I did see that tweet. I did see that. So again, like I don't have enough on that. A lot of people are backing him as a human being, but that can happen with the worst of people, right? Like this is the craziest hot take of all time, but people like, a lot of people like back the worst people in the world at times, like your Hitlers, your Putin, like those type of people.
You're buying.
People like say great things about those people too. There are tons of people that would say amazing things about them.
I heard Hitler.
Hitler was an incredible leader, if we're just going to call balls and strikes here.
Whatever you say, Kanye. I'll take with a real take, too. Like, of course, like anyone that doesn't, like, can't see, like, past, like, oh, my God, he was the worst person in the world. But, yeah, he got a lot of people to follow. It's a leader.
It's a hell of a leader.
So, like, but – like with,
right. when it goes,
the
walk-ons are pro Hitler. Just want to put it out there.
That's right, Kanye. but like, no, like the other one. Like, if you walk into a room and like you're instructed, someone instructs you to clap for that. Get out of my face.
It's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever.
But that's on brand.
I don't see.
You can only be elite, Mark. You could never be any other thing but elite.
Elite.
I don't see Mark Wiseman being a big PJ Fleck guy.
No. Like the only thing that we have in common is we're bald as fuck. Yeah,
the three of us could walk into a bar and they'd say, "Oh, the triplets walked in."
That's right.
Except for him. Like,
was there? He would sprint into it. He would sprint into it ahead of his whole team. Leave everyone behind.
Exactly. It's all about him.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a creed within the University of Iowa strength staff that is like, you will be bald and grow a good beard and lift tons of weights and be cool? Because it was like, check, check, check. Everybody's bald, beard, strong, and cool.
But I think, like, if I'm like, I'm pretty sure like Nick's balding too. Nick is balding.
Yeah.
I'm balding. Like, we're doing out of kind of necessity. I don't know about Lima.
It's too much testosterone, man. The scalp can't handle it.
It's like, I think everyone, like, if they didn't do it, we would look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I can't have that bald spot
there. Kluber was trying to rock it for so long. Yeah, we're like, dude, what is happening?
Before you guys got on, we were talking about it.
I'm the most Iowa strength conditioning intern that never was, honestly.
It's true. You probably are number one that never was. Yeah. You would have got absolutely bullied by the players, but.
It was a tough summer, man. It's a long ass days.
Waking up at 2:30 or whatever you guys did that's just not it.
Those were the proven days.
Here's where I'll go with this because. Every year they post that strength conditioning intern like flyer on Twitter or Facebook, and every year it gets fucking crucified because it's unpaid internship. Do you have a rebuttal to that? Because I don't understand. I don't have a way to put into words how valuable being a strength intern for Iowa is, but it doesn't matter that it's unpaid for 2 months or 3 months. Like
whatever you're unpaid with, whatever they could pay you with, and if they didn't give you food, it would be the same amount of pay. Yeah. Like, if we're being real, like, you're getting a ridiculous amount of food for that to a degree. Having not said that, of course,
like, elite gym membership.
Yeah. No, and if you are, and I don't know the whole thing behind like why it's all unpaid, why there's not like a small stipend. There probably should be a stipend or like housing, like put them in a housing, something that probably
housing would
if there was housing, it would be, that'd be probably the best.
The only thing is that it kind of screws over people that don't come from great backgrounds, right? That can't afford to go somewhere without pay.
Agreed. Like, so there's probably some aspect of that as well. Yeah. Every school's doing it doesn't mean it's right. They probably should get slightly paid. Like, if I'm being real, like in major leagues, I'm pretty sure all professional sports, you have to pay interns. There is no free intern. Like, you can't like be volunteer. Like, you are not even allowed to have that. If someone wanted to volunteer, they couldn't. It's illegal.
Wow.
So, but yeah, someone should be paid. Like, they should be paid probably.
Probably getting about $80 worth of food though every day, right?
No, you are like,
you're getting, you don't have to buy any food.
All the supplements.
Yeah. You're getting, I don't know that's a good question. I haven't really thought about that. Like,
you get a couple hundred dollars worth of textbooks and stuff like that too.
Yeah. Like, you get perks to it. You learn. It's like the importance of learning it. Like, the long-term benefit of it is bigger than any short-term money you could get. It's like, cool, you want to go intern at some other place that where not every one of those coaches has a connection. Yeah. Like, in the long term, the investment of going to an unpaid internship at a bigger university is better. Having said that, they probably should get paid. Like, now that we're talking about this, they should probably,
because of the workload and like the amount that is kind of expected of the interns. Like,
yeah,
it was, they got put to the test every day.
No doubt.
They ran the conditioning the day before. Didn't at one point, wasn't DeMarco and them running the conditioning like a week ahead in the summer to test it?
Yeah. So
we I don't know about you.
Kind of had to, but like, it's, you didn't have to make the times. Like, there wasn't like, you had to make the times, but like,
because some of them weren't just as good of athletes, right? And they just, but
pulling hamstrings. I'm pretty sure one kid definitely pulled his hamstring. We were doing sprints. I don't know if it was, I don't think it was your class, Kevin, but like,
it wasn't my class. Yeah, no.
A kid pulled his hamstring for sure.
Poor guy.
Yes. Oh, remember, God, what was the guy from Germany's name? He had like a
fucking, remember that had, big boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He had a freaking hernia or something.
Yeah, he had the hernia and he had to go home. I remember that.
Yeah. That's a pull from out of your ass, Kev. That's, oh,
I, that's that was great. That was when I was a senior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, dude, intern day is a rough. It's a rough day. You know, you're up at, you're in the building at 4 o'clock, setting up until the 6 o'clock lift. Then you run 3 lift groups. You get like an hour off your feet to eat, and then you got to go do the workout yourself. Doyle was nice enough to have me do the advanced group card, which the normal interns were just doing.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, they were doing tempos.
Yeah, they had to do deep.
You're in there at the end of a 10-hour day doing tempo squats.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but yeah, they're also doing tempo squats.
Percentages were low
at like 60%. Yeah. Doyle had me on the advanced card, like I was still a senior in the program, because he just wanted to see, like, I want your feedback on him. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm also losing like 30 pounds over the course of this summer. I was getting buried by the squats, by the
way. Oh yeah, no doubt.
Plus, no like, doubt. You talk about steps, Clue. It was like, it was like 20 miles a day.
It's like, I think it was like you'd get between like 40 and 60,000 steps.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, especially because the new facility, the old facility probably would have had a better chance, but the new facility, between going back and forth, then you're going out to the Kenyan fields. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a long day on your feet. So that was probably not a great time for me to try to start intermittent fasting. I shed weight so fucking fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I look good at the end of it, though.
No doubt.
I have 1,000 other things I could ask you, Mark, and I'm sure we'll have you back on to continue this. But that's it for me tonight. Guys, anything else?
No, man. Always good to catch up with you.
It was just too much fun to catch up. I didn't want it to end.
Always good to shoot the shit with you fellas, man. It doesn't feel like it's like actually a podcast with this. Just literally.
That's
just
how we try and do it, dude, because we're just good, three bros hanging out, trying to get away from talking to other people.
That's it. I know I'm allowed to swear on it, but like, if I wasn't, you would have to delete this whole thing. Like, there's no clean version of any of what you just said.
You only said like the F word 4 times in the whole podcast.
Maybe not. Maybe.
I probably said it 14, and Kluver's been praised for saying it more than me.
I'll say 400. So yeah, is what it is. Yeah, no, this is every time. It's always good.
Yeah. Whenever you want to hang out, fucking call me, not even on the podcast, whatever you guys want. Come out and visit Drake and myself in Arizona. Not now. It's a terrible time right now to do it.
Yeah, bad time right now.
I'm gonna text you about a good time
right there right now. I don't even want to go to Arizona right now.
No,
it's been the most brutal month of July of all time.
115
over 115 for like 20 days in a row.
That's crazy.
Listeners,
talk to me in the winter.
Yeah, we'll come up then. Listeners, hopefully you enjoyed that. Got into the weeds on some, but I think some people were really like listening to that conversation. We'll be back next time with another episode. I don't know who or when, but we'll talk then. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.